भगवद्गीता 2.2 श्री भगवान उवाच कुतस्त्वाकश्मलमिदं विषमे समुपस्थितं अनार्यजुष्टम स्वर्ग्यम अकीर्तिकरम अर्जुन। हियर कृष्णा बिगिन्स टू स्पीक अ फुल वर्स फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन द भगवद्गीता। ये स्पोकन अबाउट 1.5 verse in 1.25, but a full verse beginning with Sri Bhagavan Uvacha comes for the first time over here. Here also, Krishna will just speak 2 verses, and Arjuna will speak, and then Arjuna surrenders, and then Krishna will start speaking at length, and then Krishna's speech will be the major part of the Bhagavad Gita. That's why the book is called as Bhagavad Gita. The words of God, the song of God. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Vyasadev, while referring to the other characters, refers to them by their given names. Sanjaya Vacha, Arjuna Vacha, Dhritarashtra Vacha. These are 3 speakers in the Gita. The 4th is Krishna. And while speaking about Krishna, Vyasadeva doesn't use the word Krishna, he uses the word Shri Bhagavan. By that he conveys that actually this person, who may seem to be like an ordinary human being seated on a chariot, just like there are so many other thousands of people who are on the battlefield seated on the chariots. So this person who seems ordinary is actually extraordinary. He is not just extraordinary person, he is a supreme person. That is conveyed by Shri Bhagavan Vacha. It's God himself speaking. And what does he say here? Kutastva kashmalamidam vishame samupasthitam. From where, oh, kutastva kashmalamidam? Where has this weakness come upon you? Vishame samupasthitam. At this time of crisis, at this time of trial, when strong people like you need to be strong. Where does this weakness come from? Anaryajushtam. It does not behoove those who are Aryans. Aswargyam. It does not lead to heaven. Akirtikaram Arjuna. It will lead rather to infamy. So here, Krishna is appealing to the substance of Arjuna's character, the core of his manhood, as we will see. By saying that, where has this weakness come upon you? So, where has it come from means, it's not normally expected to be there. Sometimes when we say, oh, where has this dirt come from? If we see a whole room to be clean and then we see a particle of dirt, we say, this doesn't belong here. Where does it come from? So that is the mood here when Krishna says, where does this weakness come from? It does not belong here to you. Oh Arjuna, you are an Arya. You are a person who knows the value of life. We'll discuss about the word Arya a little later. And what does it mean from the context that you are a person who acts honorably by which he can attain heaven in the next life, and you act honorably by which you can attain fame in this life. In fact, this is considered to be the success trajectory for a Kshatriya. Live honorably, live heroically, live in such a way that you get fame in this life and you get heaven in the next. So that multi-life career chart of a Kshatriya is what Krishna draws out, and he says, Arjuna, you are meant to, you are a person of strong character. Now you are meant to follow this career chart. Why are you behaving in an unbecoming way? Don't let this weakness come upon you. That means, when he says that, where does this weakness come from? He wants to underscore that this sort of weakness, this sort of debilitating emotionality is not expected of you. It is not constitutional to your strength, your metal, your character as a Kshatriya. So it is uncharacteristic, and therefore don't let it come to you. It's foreign to you, it's alien to you, Arjuna, and push it away, drive it away. Anarijushtam. This does not behoove those who are Aryans. Now the word Arya has a philosophical meaning, it has a historical meaning, and then it has got a modern day connotation. Let's look at historically. There has been this theory created by the European Indologists of an Aryan race that came from somewhere, somehow to India and overcame the Indian population and ruled over India. So those people who somehow came from somewhere at some time are called as Aryans. So this theory does two things. First is, it splits Indians among Aryans and Dravidians and puts, instead of Indians letting Indians be a harmonized unit, it divides them into an internecine conflict. And further, because the Aryans came into India from elsewhere, and the Aryans brought culture and literature and many of the glorious things that India is proud of, that Indians can be proud of in their cultural heritage. So basically, whatever Indians can be proud of, that gets attributed to outside India, to wherever the Aryans came from. And in this way, India's national heritage is stolen away from India. And in that way, the Europeans could maintain their superiority complex, could maintain their idea that we are historically superior to you because our civilization is greater. And as a further twist to this entirely concocted idea of an Aryan invasion or Aryan migration, is that actually the Aryan homeland was somewhere in Europe. And Hitler picked up that idea and said that the Aryan homeland was in Germany. And the Germans were the actual Aryans. And just as the Aryans had overrun Europe and Asia in the past, similarly now also the Aryans were meant to rule the world. And they would be able to rule if the Germans just elected Nazism, the Nazi political party, and Hitler to power. And then Hitler, once he came to power, he break havoc on his country's minorities and then on the whole world at large. So the point is, through all this discussion, is that actually when Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada said that actually we need to focus on the essentials. When Prabhupada was asked about various historical questions, he focused on the essentials. And the essentials is that we are souls and we want to return back to Krishna. So historically, the meaning of the word Aryan was that Aryan race which came to India and which went to Europe also. And contemporaneously, in recent history, the word Aryan has come to mean the ideals of Nazi Germany's, of Hitler's bloodthirsty notions of history. So the ideal embodiment of virility, that's what the Nazis reduced him to. and that was the Aryan too. So Prabhupada gives the spiritual meaning of the word Aryan when he says that Aryans refer to those who know the value of life and build a civilization based on spiritual values, on fostering spiritual progress. So the difference between the conflict between the spiritual and the genealogical meaning of the word Aryan came forth in Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur's disciples were preaching in Germany just before the Second World War. So the Nazis were very interested in anything with Indians. But when they read that Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur taught that the Aryans were not any particular race, but they were people who had a particular kind of consciousness. And they said that this teaching goes completely against our Nazi teachings. And actually they persecuted Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur's disciples, and those disciples had to flee from Germany to save their lives. Anyway, coming back from history to our study of Bhagavad Gita, the point is that Krishna, when he uses the word Arya, he uses it to refer to a person who knows the values of life and acts accordingly. And that in the context, what it means is anarejushtam. Oh Arjuna, why are you acting in a way that does not befit an Arya, that befits an anarya? You are actually in a cowardly way, flinching from war, fleeing from war. And this just certainly does not become you. So Aryans are not just a particular race with a particular color of eyes or with a particular genes or belonging to a particular nation or race. It's a state of consciousness, and at the initial preliminary level it may refer to those who follow Arya Dharma and are on this path of progress. Either it can be gradual progress by going to heavens, or it can be rapid progress by going towards the spiritual world directly. The whole purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is to actually help to instill in people the values that defined an Aryan. Due to negative connotations presently of the word Aryan, we avoid the word Aryan. But the point is, the Bhagavad Gita infuses those timeless spiritual values that bring depth and value and meaning to human life, and that enable us to act honorably even amidst distracting, tempting and testing situations. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, act honorably. Don't succumb to this weakness. This weakness is alien to you. Therefore, drive it out. Thank you.